Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And then it kind of took off a bit.
How did I first come across you, actually? I think you slid into me DMs about the Andrea thing.
Yeah, I think that's when I reached out. I wouldn't say sliding into the DMs. I reached out.
Well, it's the same thing. You're right.
No, but like, yeah, but I think sliding into DM is more of a kind of a...
No, that's like people
an intent, a dirty intent.
No, you literally got me sliding.
It is sliding. Well, basically, I reached out.
No, that's like on Netflix as well. You know when people say, I pop like, oh, Netflix and chill. And people are like, basically, you're going to destroy the place, like, it's not that kind of way, but literally, like,
destroying a place, or
you're
person?
Like, literally, I'm just watching Netflix eating me ice cream.
Eating what?
Oh, I'm an awful yolk for eating, lads.
Oh,
awful.
Oh, aren't we all? Awful. I love an Italian chipper. Welcome to the Two Cultures podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
Yup.
That's a great start to the podcast there, Alan Goodman, yourself.
You there fucking staring at me with your moo cow eyes doing nothing. Right, here is our first ever segment on our first ever episode of our first podcast. It is the Culchies Saying. And we're going to have our Culchies Saying of the week every week. I'll bring some of mine, Kieran will bring some of his, and then we'll ask you, the listeners, to send in some of yours.
And will you start, Alan, because I'm not familiar with Culchies Sayings.
Well, like, if there was such a thing as a culchi, I suppose, if there was a ranking of culchis, you'd probably even be more culchi than I am. So I can't believe that you don't have any culchi.
I wouldn't be really
saying
a culchi, but, like, I have sayings.
You're from,
like,
Offaly.
Come out, go away from me, leave us to pieces, all that kind of stuff. But, like, you, I was talking to you on the phone today and you came up with these things and you were kind of like, no, I was like, I've never heard.
Yeah, but you're from Offaly, like, that's...
Yeah, well, you're from Leash, and Leash is an awful, lovely place.
Yeah, Leash is a bit higher up than...
It's a bottleneck for a start, but I nearly died coming over here to Stephen, so I did. There was a lorry hanging off the mountain, and to be honest, I didn't nearly make it over here, so I didn't.
Oh, jeez, that would have been such a shame, wouldn't it?
Imagine, Alan, you'd be doing the
one-man show.
The one culture, then.
The one culture, yeah. But come here, right, before we even get into that, I might even look at what the official definition of a culture.
I think it's going to take me a very long time to get used to the camera. I feel like, oh my God, look. It's actually mad, isn't it?
Just ignore it now.
Yeah, I may stop eating now if I'm going to be doing podcasts.
Right, so the first port of call would be actually look up the official definition of a culchi. So when you go in, type it into Google, it says an unsophisticated country person, or it also says an unsophisticated country dweller from outside Dublin.
No, but your painting is really, really bad now.
But that's the official definition.
I would see, like, when you said to me, like, could you come up with the name Two Cultures? I was kind of like, okay, Two Cultures. And then I was kind of like, yeah, I suppose I am a bit of a culture, you know, that kind of way. But, like, I don't know. Some of these sayings that you're coming, go on, give us one. Just
you
give
are,
us one.
You are a pure
give us a
culture.
Give us a culture.
But there's also one here is a culture is a term in Hiberno English. So that's the English spoken in Ireland, someone from rural Ireland. Grand, we all know that. Like, so basically, A culchie, I think, was termed by the Dubs, the Jack Eanes, for anyone that's the outside what? The pale. The Dubs.
What do you call them? Jack Eanes?
The Jack Eanes. They're called the Jack Eanes.
We could be
better
after this podcast.
No, that's the slang term for Dubs. Jack Eanes.
Go on, give us a culchie saying anyway.
Anyway, so I'm from Portlaoise, Laois, big bog racks, and I'm up in the big smoke working with all the Dubs.
How long are you in the big smoke, Alan?
Jeez, I'm there nearly 9 years and the accent hasn't gone anywhere. But I was talking, there was a D4 girl in work called Emma, and she was chatting away and she said something to me and I explained it to her and she goes, sorry, what was that? And I just turned to her and said, well, sorry, I don't boil my cabbage twice. And she didn't have a clue what I meant.
Do you believe, I was riddled in acne when I was a young lad and I actually boiled cabbage and drank the water.
Did you boil it twice though?
No.
Well, there you go. So basically, I don't boil my cabbage twice is I'm not in the habit of repeating myself. So she didn't have a fucking clue what I was on about. And her mother was from Cavan, so she would have been used to
peeling orange. What's it say? Peeling orange in her pocket in Cavan.
Oh, Cavan, they're as main as they come.
Fabulous
houses up in Cavan, though. Oh, yeah, sure. Like, no one's lived there. So
that's awful, Alan.
It's actually a lovely county. I've been there many times.
It's fab.
But Cavan people are known as being main. So stingy with money.
Do you know the way now, like, I suppose if I'm a culchie and like I always say up and at it, then like the up and at it now is a culchie saying.
It is a culchie saying, yeah.
It is up and at it. Or do you know when people say up and at him? And I'm like, no, why are you saying up and at him?
Yeah.
It's up and at it. Do you know what I kind of way?
Yeah, the Cavan, Maine. They peel oranges in their pocket. They've, what was it? Short arms, long pockets.
Ah, no, here, you're
giving their dinner.
Cavan people are awful flagging here. They're not that bad.
They eat their dinner out of drawers, so in case anyone comes into the house, they push the drawer in so no one lasts them for any bit of food.
No, that's awful.
Yeah.
Anytime I've been to Cavan, when I used to work in sports directing, we were up in the store in Cavan, they're actually lovely people.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They just won't part with their money too quickly. Well,
see, this is you now. This is the definition of a culchie. You're watching McCollage, you're a little slagger. But that's the Portlaoise thing. I remember when I worked over in Portlaoise, like your typical Portlaoise.
Oh, Portlaoise, yeah. They're cutthroat, like.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You leave your feelings at the door.
I know, yeah, it was lethal. It was a good crack, like. Do you know that kind of way? They're lovely people, though.
Yeah.
But I enjoy Portlaoise when I worked over there, but like, yeah.
Do you have any...
Oh, your gowl. Go away, your gowl. I left one day. I was sitting in the car park and there was two, and I'd say they were after fleece and store over it. And I was sitting in the car having me lunch and all that, and it's going grand. And then basically, I could see them. Anyone that follows me on Instagram probably remember this. Back in the early beginning, I'd say it was like 2020. And there was a one over there and her and her husband were fighting. She's like, come out, you gowl, get away from me.
Gowl,
and
yeah.
I went onto Instagram and I caught the glimpse of it. I actually must try to root out the video where she called him a gowl. And I creased laughing in the seat back.
I think gowl is a Limerick term. They use it loads down
it's
in Limerick.
It's a culchie thing.
Yeah, but it's pure culchie. But it's also, what else is a slang for? A woman's... Yeah, it is. I'm not going to say it, but that's what it is slang for as well. So there's a few ways of using gowl, but yeah, that's pure culchie.
I'm going to put a box up this week on my Instagram and try to get different scenes.
But that's what we'll do.
Boil a cabbage.
It's like, I don't boil my cabbage twice. It just means I'm not going to repeat myself.
I'd love to have it.
But so that was kind of the one D4 one at work. Didn't have a breeze what it's on about. But another one I put up on my Instagram a lot when I'm doing the commentary in Love Island is Cat Malogian. So I'd say, like, jeez, that one's Cat Malogian, or he's Cat Malogian.
Do you know what you always say? I've been talking to you for about 4 years on the phone. Last week then, we actually finally met. This night last week, actually.
Yeah.
And then tonight is our second time to meet. And all you hear is, lad. Where I'm from originally, Clarine, like, it's outside a bar, and all you say is mush.
Mush.
Mush, mush, mush. Everyone's a mush. Mush dish, mush that. And now all you hear out of you is lad. And I'm like, my name's Kieran.
Yeah, but like that's
a culchie thing.
That's a leash thing, I think. Yeah, that's,
like, I know we're called the two culchies and all that kind of stuff, but you're probably culchier than I am.
No, I'm not.
I'm
from the town. I'm from the town.
Yeah,
of
you're a townie then.
Yeah, townie.
You're a townie. White socks up over the tracks about Matosh Bank.
No, it wasn't that. No, maybe when I was 14. But you're literally from down a little bog.
I know. I literally grew up a lane. And it was lovely.
Did you have any electricity?
We did, Alan. Very smart.
Did you have any
electricity? We did. We had it all, actually.
Did you have a toilet inside
the
house?
We had fields around us. Dooley's field would be beside us with a turnip or potatoes throughout the year. And if you needed straw for the horses, Connors was across the road. There was always a field around with something in it.
Did you have a toilet in the house?
Yeah, we did. We had a fabulous house, actually. So we did. Yeah. Smartness there.
Yeah. But like, you are more culchy than I am. First of all, Offaly's more of a culchy county than Laois. Everyone knows that. It's all bog. And you're from the middle of nowhere.
Offaly's actually a lovely, lovely place.
It is, yeah.
If you were to live in Offaly or Laois, given the chance, where would you live?
Leash. Why would I pick Offaly over Leash?
Because I live in Offaly.
I'm sure I'm from Leash. It's nicer county, like.
Yeah, but it is. Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But what was funny is I was just looking up about Culchies because, like, obviously
you're obsessed.
Yeah, which are like we're called the Two Culchies podcast.
It's a good name, isn't it?
But I came across this Love in Dublin article. It was from 2017 or something. It was like 15 foolproof ways you can spot a Culchie in Dublin. So do you want to hear a few of them?
Go on, go for it.
GA County jerseys.
Oh yeah, just, do you know a lot of people going around wearing jerseys the whole time? Like, I'm kind of like, now look, I can't talk. I wouldn't be the most fashionable person. You know, that kind of way. Love me shorts and me t-shirt. I'm still waiting on El Collab. Do you know, that kind of way, sponsorship. But basically, do you have a coffee there in your arm? Yeah.
But, you have it all front and center, camera, yeah. Don't you? Yeah.
But come here, they actually did sponsor my show, actually. Thank you very much, Jim and Coffee. But no, jerseys, I'm kind of like, yeah, I go around in shorts a lot of time. I actually brought shorts tonight because I was kind of like, you know, get the picture now for the podcast, me and you, big 6'5" head, and yeah, me like about 5 foot
you
something.
You like a little hobbit then beside me.
Oh, hobbity hobbits here sitting beside you, like Casio. But
jerseys. I like jerseys, just
I
time
and for
place.
A pitch.
No, like if you're going tipping around casual or like training or going
but
to the gym.
But they're not comfortable though, they're not really comfortable, they're not really though.
They're fairly comfortable, but like time and place, but if you're like on the night out, unless you're up at a match in Croke Park, do you know, there's no need for the jersey, like, but it's
a real
telltale
sign. Do you own jerseys?
Yeah.
You're a culty. I don't own a jersey.
Do you not?
No. I wouldn't really be into, like,
do you not follow the GAA, no?
No, I played with Harlem when I was in school. I actually played in Croke Park. Now, I got picked out of a summer camp and played in Croke Park at the halftime thing with Kilkenny and Offaly back years and years and years ago. But whatchamacallit, no, I wouldn't be. Do you know the whole thing of, like, I just don't get the thing of people running after a ball, bursting the bollocks at themselves, trying to get into a net, like, go, oh yeah, we won. And I know it's a sport now.
Like
kind of
you could say that about chess or anything. Do you know what I mean?
I don't play,
like,
chess.
I know you don't. You wouldn't seem the type. But I think when you go away on holidays, you see the GA jerseys, you go on the beach and you see someone that's the same colour as the sand and you just see an old Wexford jersey on them. And you can barely see
or do you know when they go off out in Dubai and all this kind of stuff, next minute they're wearing these jerseys and you're like, oh, stop, you're not flying the flag for the county, like, you calm the gattle. Just relax, like.
That's the first, obviously, telltale sign that you're with a culchie. The only streets they know are O'Connell Street, Grafton Street and Henry Street.
That's true.
I can attest to this now because I still don't have a Febreze at half the places up in Dublin. I know Grafton Street, South William Street and Dame Street.
Around Dublin with my phone out with that map York following the blue arrow.
Oh yeah.
That's a fact.
I still do that to this day. Yeah. Like, if I don't know the main places.
You're up to how long?
9 years.
Yeah, but that's bad form now if you're up to 9 years.
But you're like, I'm never going to feel comfortable.
I don't know. It's like you go into the Phoenix Park and you don't know what end of it you're going to come out.
Sure, you do look at the Phoenix Park. Unless you're going to the zoo.
Yeah, but if you're going to the zoo or something like that, like, or if a brother lives up there, if you went up there, you literally can't get out of it.
No, you can't.
No, and the White House, I used to always call it, it's not the White House.
Oh, where Michael D is. Farmley.
Was it?
Farmley, is it not?
That's not Farmley.
I think it is.
Oh, it's Irish Nuketron.
Yeah, but it's not Farmley House as well. Or Snoop Dogg Farmley. I think so.
Is that the home hotel?
Fact checked it there now, will you? Yeah, no, it's not. No, you're thinking of Farnham.
Here
is number three, what you were saying. Saying the word lad and yes at least 100 times a day.
Yeah, I just can't be dealing with it.
You say yeah, it's all the whole time.
Do I talk fast?
Yeah. Well, you kind of run your words into each other.
Oh my God, actually.
See, there you go off
back,
the tangent.
Going back to this dropout, right? So basically, you're one.
No, get away from the dropout.
Let me just tell you about the speaking, right? So basically, like, aren't my teeth lovely since I got them done?
Now, look, stick to one tangent.
This one, Elizabeth Holmes is in it, right? I would actually go visit her in prison. That's a fact. Just to talk to her. I think it's might now. What she done was so wrong. But basically, throughout the progress of it, like, she had the company for 10 or 12 years, but she deepened her voice.
That's how
you kind of slow yourself down. She, like, and her chin kind of went out and
she fashioned herself off your man from Apple as well.
Yeah, oh my God, it was absolutely, like, she got invested. I'll tell you about it in a while.
Right, another one. A night out in the town means only one place, Coppers. Yeah, the old haunt of the guards and nurses.
No, I was in Coppers once and I have to say I couldn't wait to get out of it. Once, it was filthy, lads. It's filthy.
Yeah, no, you want to be fairly bad way to be running there.
Like. Look, it's actually filthy, so it is.
Road frontage and farms is a serious conversation.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not a farmer. And you weren't a farmer, but you lived around farms.
Yeah, but they have the money.
Oh, the boot cut jeans and brown shoes trend. Yeah, that was brutal back in the day, wasn't it? Remember the Wrangler brown shoes?
Skinny jeans came in, I was the first person down in Offaly to wear skinny jeans. I remember it in school. And I was like, and now like everybody's wearing them.
I remember going into Richie's Fashions in Portlaoise. And
you'd be seen
blend.
In skinny jeans. Oh, look at this, you're coming the in skinny jeans. Where are you going?
The boot cut jeans and then the brown Wrangler shoes and heading into the Harriers in Tullamore.
Oh, the Harriers. I say I went to the Harriers about 3 times and every time I went to it, people were baiting each other. And I was at home crying to Mammy, well, Mammy, just actually fucking vicious down there. Like,
you're pure soft, were you? On,
here, you'd want to shift and you go in there, you could possibly end up like, bleh.
There used to be the Portlaoise corner.
Hit off someone, what you hit me for?
Mullingar corner, Tullamore corner and Athlone corner. It was vicious.
Vicious.
They didn't mix.
Middle of the dance floor, be vicious. Out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's gone.
Oh, gosh, it's well gone now.
Yeah.
Let me see what else.
Age now, so we are.
Czech shirts everywhere. Yeah, I still would be a fan of a Czech shirt. They wear tracksuits quite a lot, yeah. But, geez, the Dubs do as well. Oh, they come to Dublin for a day trip of shopping. That's kind of gone now. But remember, it was the 8th of December.
That's, what did it call it? Something...
Little
Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, but it's not as big as it is. It's not sure. How would you know you're not
there? We were all riddling COVID for the last 3 years so we could go nowhere. And then yeah, this year, like, whatchamacallit, no one has the money or nothing because you can't. I got a pallet of sticks during the week here. €800. And I said to Orna, €800 back in September. And then it's gone mental. How can we afford to go to Dublin? Poor Mammy has the free pass now. She's over to the pension age.
So she can go up and get it for you, then, Mammy.
Mammy, bring Mammy up.
That's a real even culture, Mammy. Mammy. Isn't it? Mammy.
It is. Mammy's a real
Mammy or Mam. Yeah.
What do you call your mother?
Mam.
Mam. That's a real, like, American. You were stuck on an iPad.
No, that's not.
You were bet in front of you by dreaming. You were bet in front of an iPad when you were younger. Mom. It's Mammy or Ma.
Mam.
And on a good day.
Ma is Dublin.
If you wanted something when you're growing up, it was Mammy.
Yeah, Mammy if you wanted then, something.
Or if you're in the shower and you're in a towel, Ma.
Or if you're trying to be
like
cool
that,
down
know,
the town, it's the mother.
Yeah. No, I never said the mother.
Did you not?
No.
No, you wouldn't say it to her.
Do you know what I don't get?
Her.
Is people who called her. Do you call your parents Ma and Da?
Mam and Dad are their names.
No, I can't get that. Why people say, like, it's like me calling Mammy Eileen. You like Eileen?
But that's her name.
She's my mother.
Yeah, but like, or she has a name as well. It's
I
Eileen.
Know, but you'd Hi, never Eileen. Say, I, now you want
will
to
Eileen be listening to this?
I say she will, yeah.
Yeah, well, Eileen, how are you?
Yeah, how ma?
I'll head over now to, where's it, Clarine?
Mammy's favourite, I've ate.
Clarine.
Did you be all raging when I say that I'm Mammy's favourite, but I know I am.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but anyway.
Shop,
she just says that to you.
She does, yeah, she loves me.
Does she really?
She does. She
right, you're going to have to come now with a few culchie sayings next week.
I will. I'll try. But like, see, I think we're on like my culchie sayings are like "go away, you fool," or "come out," or. Like,
oh yeah, you interrupted my other one there. You kind of went off on two of your tangents, but he's throwing me evils now. But Catmalogian, and that's a culchie saying. I think it's from up around Louth
like
or the north or the border. It's something, Joe, you know, if you were saying, oh, the traffic's cat today, that's a shortened version of cat.
Like you coming into Portlaoise, I rang Alan today and I was like, well, Alan, are you in? And he was like, oh, this town, I'm so tick over, like, I'm stuck in traffic. I said, it's a bottleneck. Portlaoise is actually a booming town. It's a really, really nice town, but lads, it is a bottleneck. When I used to be coming out of Sports Effect, and it was grand if it finished like 7 o'clock, traffic are gone. But like, say, if you slid out the door at like 5 o'clock or something like that, she might as well have a stead and work at 6 o'clock or 5:30 because you're just sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Right. So anyone next week, any of you lovely, lovely listeners, if you send in some of your culchie sayings, so depending on where you're from, they might be just pure local or just any kind of typical culchie ones, send them in and we'll read them out. We'll get Kieran to read them out if he hasn't done his homework and brought in his few own ones.
Okay.
Is that okay, Kieran? Yeah. Did you write that down, your homework of the week?
I did. I memorized it. I have a photographic memory.
Do you?
That's how I just help people and work in that kind of way. Did it come into me? I actually remember a couple of weeks ago, I said to my boss, it's very, very funny, because it says she come in and ask me if something, like, oh yeah, I'll have that tomorrow, blah, blah, whatever. And then it's the next thing, like, oh yeah, sorry, never got that, blah, blah, which is really busy just. But with a meme of Kris Kardashian saying to someone, like,
a meme, is it?
A meme, or meme, whatever you call it. But she was saying, like, oh, aren't you a nosy little Nelly, like, you know, coming in and asking all these questions, you know. I got mad for XL. I have to move to speaker. It's going to take a while to get used to these speakers. Yeah. I sent you over an XL there during the week.
XL. Oh, Excel.
Excel.
Like the spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet.
I thought you were saying Excel, like the size of a clothes or something.
I actually say into your car tonight and we pulled up. This is Excel. I love them loose. I say into the gear car tonight and I had a copybook and pen. And Alan was like, oh, you're very old school.
Yeah, going around with your...
We're all going back old school. I actually got my hair cut today and they had no card. It was just cash. And I'd go over to the coffee shop then and I was like, oh, sure, well, I'm over here. I'll sit down and treat myself and got a waffle over there as well. I love waffles.
Because I never carry cash.
But you want in the coffee shop telling me it's all going back cash. Because really? Of the way what the bank's done, that's all basically going back cash. People are going to now literally be paying in cash.
Jeez, I don't know. I can't see it fully happening now, to be honest.
I don't know. Remember, there's someone on Instagram, Patrick Ting, and he got the chip put into his hand. Now, that's a bit too far. Patrick, what? If you listen to me. Yeah, I'll give you his page when we go here. He actually got
so he can scan his hand over
scan
the
his hand.
But what if he fucking needs a new card?
Ticket.
So you get an operation.
I'm sure you could probably program it or something. You could probably change it on the computer or something.
Oh,
you know?
No. What honestly, if you actually want to take someone out of the hole in the wall, would you have to
just
do that?
Bible, then? Imagine.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'd be afraid, no.
Okay, so... This is our first ever episode of the podcast, Two Culchies. And what we will do most weeks is we'll have a lovely guest on with us to help have the chat and the laughs. But for our first week, we want just you to get to know us a little bit more. So we're
and
just going
to get
shoot
to know you, really. And I met you last week. I was like, waiting for you to come in. I was like, am I actually going to like this lad?
I'm sure I'm very likeable.
Yeah. I said, I'm actually going to like this lad and record a podcast with him. Do you know that kind of way? But no, what you were saying there, yeah, so we're going to just chat a little bit about ourselves and all that kind of stuff. So
we'll tell people how we met, really, will we?
Yeah, how did
so,
we?
So I suppose, yeah, I was working, I was helping the lovely Andrea Roach, if anyone knows who Andrea Roach is.
I think we're both signed to Andrea now, right?
Yeah, we are.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
I suppose Andrea Roach is, I suppose she was one of the big celebrities in the day in Ireland. She was model... Miss Universe Ireland, she had her own model agency, public weddings, what else? And now, oh yeah, she started the influencer agency and I helped come set. I helped
Do you like
her.
That word influencer?
Well, see, it doesn't bother me because I'm not an influencer like yourself.
Well, I don't know. Like,
I think, yeah.
Like, no, people, you're definitely not an influencer.
Oh, there's a bit of a dig in that. But obviously, I think an influencer, people think... Few things you need to be an influencer, what people think is, but yeah, obviously, it's an online following.
Give us an insight there now.
Online following, but I think people call someone who does jobs on social media for money and they have a large following, they kind of class that person as a social media influencer. I think that's.
I get confused because a lot of people now you under.
It was bloggers back in the day because it was all blog
posts.
Yeah,
but then there's like this content creator now. There's social media influencer. There's blogger. There's.
It's all the one basically. Yeah. People say content creator because they want to seem a bit more posh or alt, and they go, "I'm a content creator." But
so like, would you when you worked in the agency like?
So yeah, I helped. Yeah, I helped set that up with her because I worked in media agencies before, so I kind of came in from that side of things, and she.
Well, you were a bit from day one with this, weren't you?
Yeah. And then, so I worked in media agencies before, so I knew that side of things. So I helped her set it up and all that. And obviously, I've followed you for a while. And I said to her, oh, you need to take him on this mad joke down in Offaly here in Corrigan.
I remember the day I had the phone call where I walked off the floor at Merck and I was like, I think you messaged me and was like, Kieran, blah, blah, whatever. And then I got this call from, and I was actually like petrified on the phone because I was like, I'm going to go to Andrea Roach. Like, do you know that kind of way? It's a good step in the right direction. Do you know that kind of way? And I was like, I remember talking to her on the phone. And I was like, oh my God, she is like the definition of I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I came off the phone fucking shaking. I was like, oh my God, Andrea Roach is outside of me. It's mental. And I remember I sent her a photo and she's like, no.
Yeah. Oh, Andrea is some
and
cracking.
I was like, okay, let's take a different photo. And she's like,
she's
no.
A culture herself.
Yeah, she's from, pure culture.
From Clonmel. You'd see her and you're expecting.
Might get her on one of the days.
Oh, yeah, we definitely get her on. She'll have a few stories to tell. But the thing with Andrea is from Clonmel, you'd see her, you think she's going to come out with this D4 accent. Then she's the spud gobbler accent like herself. And she's real deadpan and she's kind of a straight shooter. So, as you said, here's my photo. And she's like, no. That won't work. No. It's terrible. So that's the way she is. So,
but that's good though. Instead of beating around the bush, just saying, oh, look, no, go away from me or leave, another kind of way.
So I suppose that's how we got to know each other because
so that's how I
was in
signed,
a sense
yeah.
Managing you, inverted commas. No one can see that apart from
it. It was fun though, that's it, managing me.
So that was a bit of laughs.
Will you ever forget the day I sent you over for a brand? I was literally reading it off the page And I sent it to you and you were like, are you reading that? And I was like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
And I was actually physically reading. I was in such a panic and in a rush trying to get it into you. I don't know how Jackie hasn't job kicked me, to be honest, at this stage. Or Domino's. Oh, that was the best, the funniest one I've ever done.
Yeah.
Domino.
But yeah, so we would have had crack, I suppose,
yeah,
doing that. And that's how we got to know each other.
And then I was getting on great there. And then you left.
Yeah, I've gone back to media agencies.
Do you know that kind of way? And then, yeah, but thankfully, no, they love me and I love them.
Yeah. So I suppose that's how we got to know each other. And sure, we've been kind of chatting ever since. Then I suppose COVID never met in person. And then we were just chatting and saying, oh, I'd love to do a podcast. And you were saying, I'd love to do a podcast. And then we're like, how do we go about doing it?
Mm.
And we're probably both a little bit lazy as well, are we? Let's truth be told.
Look, let me just clarify this. I'm not lazy. We just...
No.
No, let me finish, Alan.
I'm agreeing with you.
No, I'm not lazy. I think as humans and as people, we forget the fact that it's not that we're lazy. We need to revive ourselves. Like, do you know? I love the couch and I love my bed.
Stop looking at yourself in the camera.
I can't because it's so different. It is. It's so weird. But I love the couch and I love my bed. And
you have some horn for yourself there, staring into the camera.
I love my dressing gown and it's teat.
Oh no, the dressing gown, I don't be able for them.
No, it's the teat.
I don't have one myself.
Oh no, there's one outdone. The one I got made for Christmas with the hood and you can actually sit in the couch and the hood comes right down over your face and everything. It's unbelievable. Mm. I'll get you one for the next podcast. We should do it like a pajama podcast.
But I don't have pajamas. It's an old t-shirt and me boxers, so it wouldn't work. Be just frozen.
Yeah. Before we had kids, like I would have slept with nothing on, but then I was kind of like, if I die, I'm going to die the way I came into the world, like naked. And then now that we have kids, obviously, you know, you have to like dress yourself.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you now dress yourself.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
So then I suppose we both said we want to start a podcast. Let's do it together because it's less daunting when you're doing it with someone
else. I'm so excited for this podcast. I think this podcast is going to actually be amazing. Like I said, I nearly died coming over the road here to Stephen. So like all these things happen for a reason. And basically like with Lurie hanging off the mountain, I was nearly hanging off the mountain coming over here. I rang you in a panic. I had butterflies and everything. So I tore and I had butterflies. But I think butterflies are good. And I think this is going to be a good thing. And like now that we're getting this intro into it and all that kind of stuff and getting that out of the way, and I think like it's just going to be wild.
Yeah.
I think Oprah is going to pick us up for an interview.
Oh, I don't know.
Like Harry and Meghan.
Aim high.
Harry and Meghan.
Aim high, but have your feet on the ground at the same time, do you know?
Like Harry and Meghan. Do you know what we'd be? What would I be?
You'd be Meghan.
No, that's not.
Well, sure, is that a compliment or an insult? It's neither.
No, it's not. I think she gets a hard time.
I prefer to be Meghan than Harry.
I think she gets a hard time. Oh, bless him.
Well, see, the thing is, we might as well talk about Harry and Meghan now since we brought it up. I think people give a lot of blame onto her with the whole situation that happened with him and her, but I think he's more to blame than her.
I don't think anyone is to blame.
Well, to blame as in them moving.
Did you watch all the documentaries?
No, just couldn't.
I'm very passionate about things like these.
I couldn't face it. Couldn't look at them.
No, like he's so hurt and wounded by like his mother dying so young. Like he was like, she was practically dead in the car and paparazzi were taking photos of her. Like imagine knowing that. Like, and he's like, he drove through the tunnel and everything at full speed and everything. See, I think he knows who killed her.
But see, do you know what I think?
He's going to let it out.
I think what it all is in, Meghan and Harry and the royal family, they're both at fault. There's no one kind of right or wrong. They both did stuff.
Oh, here, you're not one of these now. Come on.
No, it is.
Oh, it's 50-50. There's someone always in the wrong.
Yeah,
there's two of them.
The
wrong, and I don't think they are. I think they're done right to get away from it. And like,
but they should have, if they weren't happy, they should. But the only thing I think that Harry is, he just needs to leave the family alone a bit now. Because if you're saying he's hurt, William's probably
the
same hurt
every
as he
family.
Is. Yeah, I know, but just fucking leave it out.
Yeah, but it's just they're so public. That's literally everything. I'm from a family
so
of eight.
Public
if I was to write a book, forget about it.
I know, but he's writing the book, the podcast, the show, Slate and the Brother. And it's kind of like...
He's not slating him.
He is. Do you know what I mean? Because like William's been through it.
But she'd have bet that's the only bit.
William's, William's been through the same as Harry.
When we were younger, we used to bait the shite out of each other. It was shocking.
Oh, we used to stand on each other's heads.
I remember, I don't know who was in the bedroom one day and I picked up a hurl and bet the door, put a hole in the door and everything.
That was only probably a few years ago.
No, it wasn't that.
Clarine. But yeah, Shmi and my brother and sister used to kill each other. And it wasn't...
It's only three, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just eight of us.
Yeah, that's a good class.
Like fucking Waltons of us. Oh,
well, it night, John, you're being kind, saying the Waltons.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, no, I remember, like, my sister was even, when I was in my 20s, my sister was living, when she got back from New Zealand with us in Dublin, and I put on a wash, and I put on, stupidly, put in a few of her tights in with my wash. And then she... That morning, the next morning, whatever, she was getting ready. She put on the tights and we went out the door to get the bus. And then it was in daylight and she saw that there was all balls of fluff all over her tights because I had put it in. I put it in with a towel.
What's your sister's name?
Louise.
Louise, you didn't bait him hard enough.
Which is, Louise has a temper like myself. So she,
are you a temper?
Yeah. She proceeded to tear the head off me in the estate near the bus and I was fighting back with her. She was like, how dare you do this, ruin my tights? And I just basically, F you, all this. Onto the bus then. We both sat on either sides of the bus, texting each other. I was here. I just after
32 10 eyes, isn't it?
It was only about four years ago. And I was texting her.
4 years ago.
It was 5 years ago, maybe, yeah.
Alan, you're 34.
Yeah, this was when I was 30 or 29.
Were you not
I was
in doing school?
It. In school. No, this is like only a few years ago when she's living up in Dublin. Christ,
that's what you get.
And I was texting, here's 20 euros, so you can buy more tights and you can fuck off and all this. And then she was like, I don't want your money, keep away from me and everything. And we then at the end of it, we started laughing.
We used to have, do you know the doors in like in our, it was a bungalow we grew up in, and do you know the doors and there was the gap up over it? Do you know some of them had the window pane up over it and we never had the glass up over it. Do you know that kind of, and I remember my sister Sarah, she'll laugh at this now, she used to have this thing for socks.
What's she mean the thing?
Like, she used to just buy fucking socks.
She's obsessed with socks.
Obsessed with socks. She was a chef.
Sarah, do you have a sock fetish?
Sock fetish, huh? And
Sarah.
I used to, she always used to put me in over the door to get socks. Because, you know, in a house, like, your socks go missing the whole time. So
why would you be going over the door?
Because she'd lock the door.
Oh, so she'd have everyone's socks in her room.
No, she'd always have new socks. And like, socks go missing in a house.
Just sock monsters. You knew she had a good supply of socks.
Yeah, so she used to put me in over the door to rob off her.
Oh, she'd have it locked because she knew you'd be...
absolutely wrecked the house when she came home by Tornado Sarah coming at you.
Is she still obsessed with socks?
I don't know, actually.
You may ask her after this.
I say, Sarah, you still obsessed with socks?
But, like, I think... I don't know, like, because I know, like, children, if you ever see, you know what children these days are, all the iPads and this and that. But, like, growing up in the 90s, I just think it was the best. For, like, you had the best... You had, like...
Ah, yeah, but times move on. You can't, don't say you're like an outlet now and go like, oh, they're all stuck in iPads and all this kind of stuff. Trust me, when you've two kids, you'd...
I know, but try be the
you'd
same.
You'd put Jerry Springer in front of them 10
but
to 10
like,
to
if we didn't
minutes.
Have them, we wouldn't do. But I just saying, growing up in the 90s was the best because you had the best of both worlds. You could still have, it's not like our parents who grew up and would be getting an orange for Christmas. Do you know that kind of, what's the misery? We used to get a lot.
I laugh at those, I don't think it was all that bad, you know, that kind of thing. People just, I think when we're 60, we're going to be, obviously some, like 60, when we're 60, like, and you know, kids or grandkids or whoever will probably be getting like Ferraris for Christmas. And me, but God, I didn't get Ferrari when I was younger. Do you know what I can't do?
I know, but I just
that's
think growing
times
up in the
90s, on,
growing up
country.
In the 90s were the best, though, I think. Because you think a lot of the stuff, like, it was just...
Well, I don't know.
I remember you go out the front door in the morning, have your breakfast, and your mother would say, go out there and play and don't come back to lunch. You'd be gone all day playing, climbing trees, running around with a ball or whatever. Like, do you not remember any of that?
I do, but our house was a loving house. We weren't put out.
Oh, I'd say with eight children, you were sent
Addie,
packing.
Out the door, sweeping brush off the back, living spaces, and you're good luck.
Oh, stop. But like, even remember like going up to the shop, you go up with a 50 pence coin and you come back with half the shop.
Oh,
penny sweets.
She fleeced the shop as well.
Frosties. Remember Frosties? Can't get them anymore. They're
I
gone.
Know. We used to have up in Clarine. It's just, we imagine we'd walk up to the shop. It was actually,
sure thought there was no shop in Clarine.
There was.
Oh, there was back
now,
in the day.
But the, what was I going to say to you? So come here, how did you start Instagram? Because like you say you're not an influencer, but like you do have a good following and like you're doing all this commentary now in this Love Island muck. God forgive me.
I suppose I got a few followers from being involved in the agency and all that. And then I suppose being so sound, people just want to follow me. Yeah.
Do you love Instagram? Do you like social media?
Love and hate it. Do you know that kind of way? Because it's like, it's a waste of time on it, but I'm obsessed with it at the same time.
I have to say, I really like social media, but I'm absolutely, the older I'm getting, WhatsApp.
Oh.
I absolutely despise it.
It's WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's just WhatsApp groups. It's like that two blue ticks, the Reddit wiring, the writing back. Do you know?
Yeah, there's an etiquette to WhatsApp now, nearly, or something.
Yeah,
isn't there?
It's like, I don't know. It's kind of like, I think WhatsApp, when you're on WhatsApp, everyone feels like you're so available,
yeah,
and they can literally have you like now. Do you know that kind of way? And you're kind of like, oh, I'm in join the queue, like, you know.
But I find what it is now, you kind of, I could message you on Instagram, message on WhatsApp, ordinary old fashioned text message. You could get a message on Facebook Messenger for someone. You get an email. There's 20 or anything, Twitter, just 20 times of ways of getting in contact with you. There's no switch off.
No wonder anxiety's ours.
I have nothing wrong with my anxiety. Oh, I'm glad.
I
just say my nerves are at me. Do you remember when you were younger and you'd say to your mother, what's wrong with that woman over there? Oh, nothing, just her nerves.
Shocking.
Poor woman would be racked with anxiety, but they didn't call it then. She's just riddled with her nerves.
Riddled with anxiety. Shocking, so it is, but
and shook with the nerves.
But no, social media, I like social media. Like, I was mad how I started off in it. Like,
so come here, how did you shoot to fame, as they say on Instagram? You're not famous, obviously. But how did you become popular on Instagram?
It's actually a very funny story in some sense, because I was working with sports director at the time. I was assistant store manager at the time, and then it was kind of blah, blah, whatever. But then I got moved over to another store at Port Leash, and I absolutely hated it. I lasted a day in it, and I was like, I remember I had a regional manager at the time, and he didn't like me, I didn't like him. And basically, I threw the keys at him. We had a fight in the office, and I was gone for like 2 weeks, and I was like, no, I need to go back to work, like, you know, only married, credit union loan, car loan, the whole shebang, debt to my eyeballs, but I'm only have to find a house and everything, mortgaged out, would come out. And I don't know, I went back there then, and I was kind of like, I was really into myself at the time, because I was kind of like, not
into yourself,
as in like not speaking to many.
Oh, you went in?
I was very shy, like, you know, that kind of way, at
I
the time,
because
it was a new store. No, honestly, I can be. I was probably slightly depressed, and basically
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Yeah, and basically it was, though, honest to God. And then basically, I'm not good with change.
Yeah.
I'm really bad with change.
I'd be the opposite. I love change.
Yeah, I'm bad with change. And then basically, I went back anyway. And then I don't know how it came about. Like, I remember David was in the store one time, and I got chatting to him and stuff and all that kind of thing. And I was kind of like, I was like, fuck it, you know, I'm going to give this a go and see what happens. So I set it up on, I think, end of February 2019. And so soon he chaired me on the Friday night. And then it kind of just went from there, and it grew and it grew. And sure, yeah, I love it.
And what did you start? Just, was it like doing funny videos, talking into the camera?
No, just literally talking. I was never really like, you know, when you have these ones to do their thing is just funny videos. It's kind of like just my life.
You just being yourself.
Yeah, it's just going on having a crack. Like, well, lads, what's crack? How are you getting on? Blah, blah.
I remember coming across you, and I think because a lot of like Dublin people were sharing you, and I think you were probably a novelty to a lot of Dublin people because they mightn't have met.
Novelty, I'd love.
No, but you know, they mightn't have met Manny Cultures or someone that sounds like us or things like that, so they'd find you gas. Do you know that kind of way? Like, and you kind of talk.
Because
really
even though Instagram is around, like, but like that was 4 years ago. Do you know, like, Instagram is fresh enough.
It's different. Yeah, it's a different place then than it is now.
It's weird, like, now. Like, do you know that kind of way it is? It's just.
But I'd say a lot of that was like, you know, it was just you. Like, I remember, you'd be out in the back garden doing something funny, and you'd be standing up on the top of a wheelie bin talking really fast, and they say people didn't know what to make you.
I know, I still don't, I think. You know, I still don't. But look, I think that's part of me. It's just kind of like, oh, look, do you know what? There was a part where you kind of, if you sit back and actually give a feck, you're never going to move forward. You know that kind of way?
See, like, I think you can give a fuck.
You're either on me bus or you're not on me bus. And if you don't want to be on me bus, open the doors, gluck, mouth.
Yeah. But I think, like, you can give a fuck kind of what people think, but you don't let it rule it and just go on anyway and just give it a go. Like, because people are going to be giving out about you anyway.
Oh.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Once you're any bit of a loudmouth or of a gob on you, people will have an opinion. That's what I find anyway. Like,
yeah, but I don't mind opinion. I actually had this conversation with somebody only this week, and they were like to me, oh, well, you put yourself out there, so, like, you have to expect that. And I was kind of like, that's such a lazy shit excuse. What you're
you
just
put yourself out there in the minute you run out, go out your front door.
No,
anyone's
that, but like,
putting themselves out there.
Yeah, that's just. I think opinions are fine, and don't get me wrong, opinions are fine. But like, it's just
mean opinions.
People can just go overboard, and you're kind of like, I settle the kettles now. You know that kind of way, like, you know.
Yeah, people can be that. Like, we all say stuff.
Alan,
that's
imagine
what,
we
that's
were,
what WhatsApp groups are for. Say things to your friends about someone.
Yeah,
you don't need. I'd prefer if something's been said about me, I wanted to be behind my back. I don't want to know.
I'm actually like that now. I'm like, if I literally, like, I know there's thousands of comments about me, and I'm just kind of like, Well, yeah, look, I don't. I think what you don't see.
Oh, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss. That's the word
I don't want
for.
To know. Let's sleep and dogs night.
Good luck, mind yourself. Yeah. Have a good life, mind yourself. Hopefully, you don't die in bed.
And I suppose I obsessed with Love Island. So I started doing the commentary. Stop tutting now.
Yeah. You met Maura Higgins, didn't you?
I did a few
times.
Did
you see her this week? She met Jamie Dornan.
Oh, you saw that.
Oh, she's very funny going across in the plane. So she was very, very funny.
So I started.
She's a culture. Oh, my God, Maura, can we get you on here? Imagine.
Well, I don't.
Who'd be your number one? Who'd be your top guest?
Maura, actually. No.
Maura, would it?
Maura Higgins on, yeah.
I'd love to get.
I just think she's great crack.
Oh, God, I think I'd love to. And just to like pinch their cheeks and be like, oh, my God, you're really Tig and Derry.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're just. Derry's just. I literally want to go down.
They're two cultures as
well. I literally want to just go down and borrow so much out of his credit union just so. Because he does the loans. Derry, just want to borrow like 200,000.
They move down to
but all the credit unions now are practically connected. They're all practically connected.
It's all the one network.
Yeah, it's all the one now, so it is.
But so I started doing the commentary in Love Island because I was just liking it, and then it kind of took off a bit.
How did I first come across you actually? I think you slid into me DMs about the Andrea thing.
Yeah, I think that's when I reached out. I wouldn't say sliding into the DMs. I reached out.
Well, it's the same thing. You're all into DMs.
No, but like, yeah, but I think sliding into DM is more of a kind of a...
No, that's like people
an
saying...
An intent, a dirty intent.
No, you literally got me signed.
It is sliding, basically, though. I reached out.
No, that's like on Netflix as well. You know when people say, I pop like, oh, Netflix and chill. And people are like, basically, you're going to destroy the place, like, you know, that kind of way. But literally, like,
destroying a place, or
you're
person?
Like, literally, I'm just watching Netflix, eating me ice cream.
What?
Oh, I'm an awful yolk for eating, lads.
Oh,
awful.
Aren't we all?
Awful.
I love an Italian chipper. Love an Italian chipper.
This is the pure dub. They've stole you, Italian. Italian.
You know, it's Italian. They're the country heads say that. Italian. But it's even if you say water. Like, I'd say, when I'm in work and trying to be proper, it's water. But, like, it's
people
water.
People laugh at me in line when I say Dettol.
Dettol. I'd say Dettol as well.
Dettol, yeah.
The T's in the Midlands, they went missing.
Is Peter a bogger?
Culture, yeah. Well, no, Bogger is just Midlands.
Bogger, culture, same thing.
No, Bogger is bog people. He's more of a culture. He's Kerry.
Oh, Kerry's a lovely place.
Yeah.
Orne is a culture as well. We're all cultures.
Whereabouts is she from?
Kinnity.
Oh, Kinnity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, she's not as culture as you, though, because you're Clareen. Say Clareen's.
I'm actually named after Saint Kieran and Clareen, and we've a well. And if you
Saint Kieran's well,
if you have a verruca or a blister or anything like that. Honest to God, you can go.
I'm going to put you in my phone as verruca.
The Wartwell. Oh. You can actually go up to the Wartwell, or there's a well up there, Saint Kieran's well, and we've Saint Kieran's bush. So if somebody
sticks,
no, honest to God, it's an actual bush, Saint Kieran's bush. But
what
it's
kind
like,
of a bush
it's,
is
it's,
it?
It's literally mined. It's like the Mona Lisa now. It's literally mined.
What kind of a bush is it?
It's in like the road goes each side of it, the main road, and a little laneway. But like a
whole like a roundabout bush.
Saint Kieran's bush. And basically, you take a little piece of your clothing or something and hang it on the bush if someone is.
Oh, you may
or
take
something.
A picture of this.
Honest
bush.
To God, it's my bush. And basically, they've seen
not your bush,
they've seen Kieran's well as well. So it's only open at a certain time of the year, and you go down and drink water every day. Now, there could be frogs hopping around and everything.
You're drinking the water. Than some of the stuff you'd be drinking.
And it probably is, though. Probably actually is.
Jesus.
It's mad. But yeah, so there we have our culture sayings. We're after doing a little bit about me, a little bit about you. And you probably missed to Love Island tonight, Ellen.
What time is it?
It's 7 o'clock.
Oh, jeez. I know. We've been here 2 hours.
Yeah, me and Ellen were here watching McCallum. Well, I might go home.
Well, if you go the long way now, you'd be grand. You have to stop off in Supermax and get a garlic cheese chip.
No.
What do you mean? No, I prefer them.
Well,
get taco fries then.
No. I'm plain. I'm very plain.
Yeah, you are plain.
I'm not a demanding person.
I don't know. I might message Orna and see would she agree with that. No, she wouldn't, would
she? She's here now. She'd slaughter me. No, I wouldn't be. I'm actually a very simple person and I'm not a demanding person. As much
is
as
your
people,
palate simple?
Yeah.
Like you like plain food?
Yeah. I'm odd though.
You wouldn't be adventurous with the food?
No. Like, I've never had tomatoes.
What's the strangest thing you've eaten?
Oh my God, what did I try? I don't know.
But I tell you the strangest thing I've eaten.
What?
It was Rag Week 2009 in Carlow. I was actually king of Rag Week that year. It was kind of a bit of a competition in one of the pubs. And part of it was a race to see who could eat a pig's foot, pig's kidney and pig's heart the quickest. So I ate the pig's heart, the pig's kidney, rotten, but kind of got it down. It was fine. And there was a pig's foot. It had grizzle on it and one of those kind of long, coarse hairs sticking off it. And I remember eating it and the coarse hair was dragging down my throat.
Oh, stop, no.
And it was tickling it.
But why would you eat that?
It was for a free crate of VK, you know, the cheap version of Wicked.
Look away.
Yeah. But it was like 2009.
No, look away.
So I did it anyway, won it, got it there in first, kept it down. And
I'd
remember
be very
going in,
fussy while I pass my lips.
I don't know about that. I remember going into the bathroom then and heaving all over the place. And I'll never forget half eaten pig's foot, because it wasn't chewed properly, right? And I just swallowed it down whole, coming up into the toilet. I'll never forget that. But I got my crate of VK and I won King of Rag Week 2009 in Carlow.
You won it?
I won it, yeah. There was a few other things
proud,
we had to
do. That's your proud moment?
It's a proud moment, 2009.
Stop, that's disgusting. So it is absolutely disgusting. But come here, on a scale of 1 to 5 million, how are you excited for the podcast?
Probably 2.5 million.
I'm full up to 5 million.
Oh, are you? You're buzzing. You're vibrating there in the chair.
2023 is for me all about doing something different.
Yeah.
And come back, me running, my shins are in buckles. Got the message last night saying it was too dangerous to run. I was actually so thankful the message came true, because I was like,
who sent you the message?
The leader, the thingy.
Or do you do a group run?
Yeah, a group run. Couch to 5K thingy. But I'm really excited for this, because I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be a good old laugh, and it's good to kind of spread,
it's good to just chat
the culty way of life.
Yeah, and to just chat off of like social media as well. Do you know that kind of way? I know this will be on like all our platforms and all that kind of stuff, but it's nice to actually have a conversation with somebody, because like, do you know, a lot of time you are talking into your phone, but
it's just a one way conversation.
Yeah,
it's not
so
phone,
it's nice, like do you know the kind of way? It's like when we've done our shows last year, I loved them so much. They were just absolutely amazing. So
yeah.
Please God, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think so now. And we'll get some exciting guests. We'll try and get Maura Higgins on.
Tyke and Derry.
Maura, if you're listening, which I doubt you will. Tyke and Derry, you might be listening.
Imagine.
Andrea Roach, maybe, after the name drop.
Yeah. You done a few name dropping there, so you did.
Well, you did the name.
You gave Andrea a good plug there,
Our old muckla, Andrea.
What's a muckla?
Muckla is another way of saying culchy as well.
Muckla is a place in Offaly.
So
I have to say, my mind is blown with this whole camera thing and everything. And it's like,
you can't stop looking at yourself.
I know, because I'm not used to this. I'm not used to this.
You're never off
the teeth. You like me teeth?
Yeah, they're very straight.
I actually love my teeth.
Yeah, they're very straight.
I actually love my teeth, so I do. Yeah, they're really, really nice.
Were they in bad order before?
Well, actually weren't in bad order. I had one or two crooked ones and sorted it out, but then the bonding. But it took me a while to get used to the old bonding, because it's kind of like, you know, it's all that bit extra in your mouth, but I actually love them. They're not turkey.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a bit extra in the old bale.
They're not turkey teeth.
No, they're not turkey teeth. They're still your own, with a bit of extra help.
The good James Clinic, that's where they are there now.
Oh, no, don't know.
Up a lug.
Yeah, so that is it for podcast.
How do you think we got on?
One. I think we did a solid.
Like, we were nervous. I was nervous.
I wasn't.
No, you weren't. You were kind of solid, but I was kind of nervous.
I think we did a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I give it an 8.5.
No, I think you're reaching a bit too hard.
First one, kind of way. Hope everybody loves the podcast, and we've set up a new Instagram page for it.
At Two Culchies, so please give us a follow at Two Culchies.
I know, yeah, it's going to be mad.
And what we'll do is we'll put up a few question boxes during the week, looking for Culchie sayings of the week, or as well, if there's any segment that you guys would like us to cover, or lads and lassies, let us know.
Yeah, 100%. And who knows who we're going to have on it? I could have Obama on it, could have Michelle, could have...
Well, they are culchies in a way, because he hails from Moneygall.
Yeah.
The Obama Plaza. That's one of the best Supermax around
as well. Yeah, it's actually nice.
Loving and going down to Kerry's, stop in there. Garlic cheese chip. Two of the regular burgers with the pink sauce and the onion. Mop it. Let the dogs out for a piss. Then back in the
favourite takeaway before we go?
Ooh. Everyone, Supermax.
No, everyone knows mine. Spice bag. I'm literally ringing in Chinese. Spice bag, no onions. Portion of soft noodles, no onions. Portion of curry sauce, portion of vegetarian.
No onions.
And boiled rice, no onions.
Boiled rice, no good, the fried rice.
No, can't be eating without the eggs.
That sounds a bit rotten, doesn't it?
Oh,
no onions and boiled rice.
Oh, no, mix it all up.
That's not a takeaway.
No, it is. It's gorgeous. What would you get out of Chinese?
I'd get chicken curry, chips and rice, and just mix it all up.
I can't. I have to separate all my food out on the plate.
Ah, you're like a child.
My rice has to be separate to my chips. Not
did
like
you not mix it up? Myself.
Not really. Like, now, when I say separated, like, it can be touching off each other. There was a point.
They all have their own.
There was a time it wouldn't touch off each other. But now, like, it can touch off each other, but, like, they'd all have their little
pieces. You've made some headway in your...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, do you know what's the worst? And Orna is so guilty of it. Like, you could be having a lovely chipper or something like that. I get flat fish and chips if I'm getting a chipper. And basically, do you know you'd have your little curry sauce and Norna would have her garlic dip?
Yeah.
And she'd come and dip it in the garlic and then into the... And I don't know what it is.
No, that's
ignorant. Like, I can eat mayonnaise. Like, I'd have mayonnaise on a sandwich. You know that kind of way? And like,
I wouldn't like to mix garlic and curry together.
Oh no, it's the garlic mayonnaise. Like, oh no.
I love taco mayonnaise as well. I just love chips.
No, I know.
Italian chipper or
Supermax. Can't be to chips. I bought Mammy an air fryer a while back and she loves the air fryer and it's grand, whatever, blah, blah. But there's nothing like going out to your mother and the old deep fat fryer and the smell of the grease and literally...
My mother won't let the deep fat fryer in the house.
The potatoes, Mammy peeled the potatoes and cut the chips up into...
No, my mother got rid of one out of the house when we were young and it was put out into the shed first and then she didn't like it in the shed so got the full boot. She's like, but you're ever in a shop and someone comes in by you and the smell of deep fat fryer off them and turn your stomach. You'd smell this. So. I used to work in Dunn Stores in Portlaoise and there'd be this woman that come in every week and I'd say she must sleep in the deep fat fryer. Say everything goes in it and the stink of it off her. Do you ever get it off someone? No.
No, I can't really smell.
Oh, you'd smell this.
No, bad sinus. And then I got that operation as well and that just finished me, to be honest.
So why there's a bit of a hum off you?
Probably now hum off me.
Hum off you,
so there is if I could smell it.
Right. Well, that was our first episode.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was good. No, we're actually enjoying that. It was good. So looking forward to next week's one. We'll have one coming every week, so we will.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable and until we get sick of each other or one of us bait the other one or something like that.
So listen and share.
Yeah.
Listen and share.
Follow us and do all the thing and the whole shebang.
Might do a few competitions on our page as we go on as well.
Exactly. It's not that kind of way, but I love a good old competition.
Yeah,
but,
you'd be better into them, don't you?
I loved them. Absolutely loved them. Everyone loves something.
Yeah. I like to win something.
Mm.
Oh, what we might talk about next week, my God, people, what you would do if you won the Euro Millions.
Be gone. I'd say no one, nothing to no one and be gone. Be gone.
Gone, where?
I'd be gone.
That's for next week now.
Yeah, okay. Right. We'll keep it for next week. Right,
you're only allowed three
so
tangents. You're only allowed three tangents an episode.
Okay.
Right.
I'm Kieran Corrigan. I'm allowed as much as I want.
And I'm Alan Cawley, and I'll stop that. Kieran Corrigan from his
very,
tangents.
It's like a Midland, or like a correspondent there off the news, and I'm Alan Cawley. Yeah.
Kieran Mullooly, RT News, Longford.
Thanks a million, everybody. Really enjoyed that, and
bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.